Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey guys, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. This one I'm going to dedicate these editorials every day to a different person. Got to go with Irish Tony on this one. Irish, you're giving us a lot of support, and I truly appreciate that. We're going to see who's going to get the Gold Award tomorrow. You know, I spent a lot of time listening to the various news stations yesterday, and I got to tell you, what really concerns me right now is the violence that the transgender people are promoting. The gal who, or I don't even know if it was a gal or a guy, I get a little confused, but the gal who knocked off those kids wrote a fairly lengthy diatribe about why she did it and what her philosophy was. And the news media, in terms of the conventional news, refused to disclose what it was. Jimmy, what the hell's going on, man?
Well, there's a protection of this whole transgender ideology. You know, there's this huge effort by, it's called the Trans Activist Network.
Right.
To really expand their influence and actually shape our children and shape our community and actually social engineer for acceptance of something that is kind of out there in the extreme. And in many cases, and up until just recently, was diagnosed as a mental disorder.
Right.
So,
and that was on the shooter, right?
Yeah. And what the media is doing is, because of this control mechanism that's been in place about speech and about what we say not to offend others, they're silencing any particular information that might go against the narrative that, you know, there's a problem with people that can't identify whether they're biologically men or women.
There's a major problem with people like that, I would think. I mean, that's only common sense.
Well, and, you know, psychologists and most communities had accepted that as a fact for a long period of time. But suddenly we are inundated with this type of messaging. So the media is actually silencing, and you've seen some very strange headlines that are targeting anybody that might question the narrative that, in fact, this was just another gun shooting, when, in fact, it turns out that it's a transgender girl that decided she wanted to be a boy, that was very angry and frustrated at her school, but then was targeting another location, apparently, according to law enforcement.
Yep.
But it was too secure, so she went to the school that she grew up in and killed 3 9-year-olds and then 3 staffers, including the headmaster of the school, and then was killed by law enforcement afterwards. After posting that she was going to die that day, and after communicating with different people online on social media, this is like the media protecting that, and of course they're ultimately protecting the White House because of the dumb things they've said. It is very disturbing. And you know, Al, there's actually, And this is what is really frightening. Even on Twitter, with Elon Musk in charge, they just they've been deleting tweets where people are talking about Trans Day of Vengeance, which was planned in just a few days,
right,
against the Supreme Court. So transgender activists were going to actually engage the Supreme Court in some sort of, you know, either protest or, we don't know, maybe in violence. When you have a word like Day of Vengeance, that would indicate violence. When media sources like the editor for The Federalist, or the CEO, Sean Davis, is factually reporting the Trans Day of Vengeance, and then Twitter cancels it, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, posts and says, hey, this is what was planned, Twitter is silencing it. The media is not talking about it. Washington Post, all these major outlets are actually avoiding identifying her as a trans person, or him, or whatever you want to call it.
Jim, I got to ask you, I got to stop you and ask you a question, because I'm getting really, really confused, man. Why is the media behind, in your opinion, behind something as bizarre as this?
Yeah, so I mean, it is a very good question. And I actually think that the handful of editors around the United States global corporation media are really influencing how people speak. But it's also our education system that have brought up and hired, well, I should say, brought up journalists that aren't really journalists, they're activists. And then the editors direct those activists, not journalists, but activists, in a particular way. And I think that comes down to corporate influence, and I really think it's about power. And once again, and this is what I usually, you know, I kind of go back to the same thing.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with not offending people in the U.S., because we are trying to silence each other, but that's ultimately splitting America. And I think behind it, you will find a lot of Marxist ideology, Marxist groups. And it comes down to people that are really trying to undermine faith and confidence in the United States and ultimately undermine moral authority, not only in the United States, but around the world.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Why? It makes no sense in the world. There's got to be somebody behind this thing, man.
Well, I think that really makes sense.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I do think that it is. A lot of it has to do with the CCP and their long road to war. Their, what we've talked about before, their unrestricted warfare efforts and the amount of influence they have in with global corporations. Those global corporations have become woke in order to achieve climate agendas. And, of course, there's massive influence over the Biden administration. Their two highest priorities are climate change and diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI policies.
Right.
Those go directly to the root of undermining U.S. economic power and dividing the country. And that is exactly what the Chinese Communist Party is working towards. And
well, I got to tell you,
their way into power.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the only thing that I can see that could be behind this is if you get a state of not confusion but fear in a country like the United States, you start getting a group as large as, for example, ever Trumpers, frightened, and you start killing them off. They're going to get frightened as a group. This whole thing could get really, really bad. This is the most interesting story, Jim, that I have ever covered, because I simply don't understand this.
Let's go in. There's another story, and I think it's indirectly connected.
Okay.
Right? So the media influence, the progressive agenda, the Democratic Party has been bought. Corporations have bought them. Those corporations want global power. They don't want local competition. They don't want small business competition. They want to control you. They are definitely using tech and media to do that. And those big corporations are actually looking at bigger markets, which are China, for their best interests. Now, let's talk about the progressive agenda and how it's funded in a group called Act Blue. Now, that's the big collective fundraising mechanism for the Democratic Party.
Right.
So you donate to Act Blue. Act Blue divvies out money. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas founder that recently was pushed out and now starts his own media group. It's OMG, oh my God, or the O'Keefe Media Group. He his first release came out last night. And in that, he takes information that came from Maryland and Texas and Florida, different places around the country where voter integrity groups have given him data that showed that some people had been donating absolute unbelievable numbers of donations and unbelievable amounts of money to Act Blue. And it turns out it looks like it's money laundering.
Yeah.
And he goes to individual houses in the video and asks people if in fact they had donated, in some cases, 3,000 times. $250,000.
Yeah.
And these people are saying, no, I donated $5 a month or something like that, but I've never done this.
Right.
And the data is coming from the Federal Election Commission and state records and documents. So it looks like that entities are using small donors that are connected to the Democratic Party to launder large amounts of money into election campaigns. We have no idea who that is because our Justice Department is not willing to do thorough investigation at this point. Hopefully this will open those
here's
doors.
Here's $1 million question, Jim. People are getting friggin' killed over this whole situation. Look what happened just a few days ago. Why isn't the executive office willing to take off after these people?
They have a political agenda. Their political agenda is to disarm America, take away the Second Amendment, increase their voter base, to use law enforcement to increase their voter base, and illegal immigration to do that, and control the media to censor different views.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening here. And, of course, this is consistent with tyrannical rule, and it's definitely consistent with one-party state. And when you look at what happened in California and how the methodology worked there, this is exactly the platform that the rest of the nation is using, following California's move to make it a one-party system in our nation. And I think it's incredibly dangerous, and I think it is being partly supported by external forces. And those are primarily Marxist ideologues and people that really have undermined this nation. And I think it actually goes back to failed Obama policies, allowing China to continue to influence the amount of money and the corruption in the senior leadership in the Democratic Party and in some of the Republicans as well, and the lack of understanding of their responsibilities to the American citizen and protecting our borders and our institutions.
You know, I got to tell you, Jimmy, there is no responsibility on the part of our elected officials in terms of, number one, protecting themselves, or number two, protecting the McKinneys and the Corlins and the others of the world who voted them in office. There is nothing whatsoever beneficial that they are doing for us right now.
They are disconnected. You know, the unfortunate reality is so many of these elected officials have been in office so long, they don't even realize what's happening. They live inside that beltway. They don't see what's happening to America. They read the Washington Post and the New York Times. They listen to network news, and they're advised based on that. And many of the advisors and the staffers up there are very much DC-centric, and they have lost touch with America.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big problem that we're, you know, and the reality of why we're having this mistake, all these mistakes and these absolute catastrophic problems and issues right now.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought even 5 years ago that we would be arguing about whether or not children can be mutilated for transgender surgery
right,
as children?
Right, right.
And the argument, and this is what's so interesting to me, and I've seen a couple of different posts which actually highlight it fairly well.
Yeah.
A decade ago, even 4 years ago, people are screaming about genital mutilation for young girls in Islamic culture.
Yeah.
You know, that was a massive, what are you talking about? But now those same people are advocating for genital mutilation for children based on, you know, their decision to potentially change their identity when it's impossible to change your biology, your chromosomes.
Right.
But you can physically mutilate a child and do that at a time when they don't know what their future is. And again, I think this all goes directly back to this example of this attack in this Christian school, by this girl who was confused. A girl that wanted to be a boy was confused, and society has been pushing us in a certain way, and she wanted to make a statement and out of anger. And for some reason, we're not teaching our children to respect each other's lives.
Right.
Yet we're pushing these agendas which destroy our lives and our communities.
Yep.
No moral accountability anymore. No belief. And I think it's really comes down, if you really want to know what's behind it, it's evil. If you want to call it Satan, whatever you want to do it, it's evil versus individual, belief.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that was interesting, Jim. One of the guests on Tucker Carlson a couple of days ago who was talking about this thing was a very presentable young black man. He basically parroted everything that you and I are saying.
Well, I think a lot of the black community does not buy off on this transgender and homosexuality.
I agree.
And I think, you know, the Democratic Party is taking a huge risk politically by continuing to push these agendas.
Yeah.
And of course, we're seeing the ramifications of it. We're actually seeing people die because of this division and split and these things that they're pushing. You know?
Yeah, we are.
And we've, you know, it used to be that basically we were not we didn't have a big different view about moral rights and moral responsibilities, but that's really changing very rapidly. And I, and it comes down to this, and this is an interesting thought too. There was a professor in a UK Christian university, and he posted basically, "Hey, we're the church is accepting homosexuality, and we're pushing this." And I'm paraphrasing here, but ultimately, if it's not a sin, if you don't have sin, then why do you need Christ? Why do you need forgiveness?
Right, right.
Which is exactly the angle that is being pushed by atheistic and very powerful, influential forces, that there is no such thing as bad or wrong, something that's bad for society or wrong. You do what you want. And oh, by the way, all of us have to suck it up and pay attention. Oh, and if we say anything bad about it, we're the hateful, racist ones.
Yeah.
And that's what totalitarians do. That's what Mao did in the Cultural Revolution. He divided the youth against the elderly and cultural norms, and it basically murdered millions of people. Same thing with the collapse of morals in Soviet Russia. In the early years, all things would go, and everybody thought everything was going to be free and easy until powers took control and then began destroying large segments of the population over power and political control and financial control of their community and society.
You know, Jimmy, when you stop and think about it, going out and knocking off, you know, one or two or three people really isn't going to make a real statement. It's going to make society pretty nervous as individuals, particularly if they get some high level people with a really, really magnanimous, wrong word, a really powerful reputation. If they get even two of the Supreme Court judges, number one, you can talk about gun control going totally out the window. It will not exist. And number two, the amount of fear in this country, Jim, is going to be huge. I mean, it's really scary, man, what these guys could do.
It is scary. And of course, it doesn't take a lot of people to really upset and cause a lot of problems and create fear. And I'll argue that's exactly the purpose of COVID, to create fear and to undermine confidence in the system. The big global corporations took massive advantage of it. The government supported them and undermined the mom and pop shops and shut everybody down, shut down churches, right?
Yeah.
But they kept open bars and liquor stores.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense unless there's some really dark powers behind this
It makes a lot of sense, Jim, if you put it in the context of what you are saying. But I got to tell you, I've been doing this stuff since 1995. I have never, ever, ever seen anything like this in my life. And I guess
I don't either. And I've been watching these changes happen so rapidly in America.
Jim. Yeah, right.
And you got to wonder how, in just 2 years, how far we've collapsed, really three since COVID began. But it really does highlight the level of corruption and deceit and the self-interest of people to protect themselves, you know, and of course, orchestrated by people in the background. And it will be interesting if we do start to see who is doing some of this illegal funding with this James O'Keefe OMG and the Act Blue funding.
Yeah.
And if it does trace back to places like China or businesses or corporations that are massively donating in order to influence these outcomes, in order to achieve their political ends and their financial ends.
Right.
Ends in China.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can sit here and I can look out the window and I can say this is the worst thing I've ever seen. But I got to tell you, the one thing that you and I have to do, and Tony has to do, and Jerry has to do, and Evalon has to do, is you got to talk this thing up. You got to tell as many members of the American civilization right now why what these idiots Corlin and McKinney are talking about makes all the sense in the world. Yeah, you guys have to do that. The only weapons that we have really are spreading the word, and that's actually a pretty strong for lack of better terms, weapon, Jim, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is. And
I think we're far from being idiots, by the way. I know you are. I question myself sometimes.
Well, we all got to question ourselves, right? Yeah. If we want to be honest with ourselves, none of us are ever right, always right.
Yeah.
And we just always have to keep looking and try to do the best we can.
Well,
keep our mind open.
Yeah, all I can say personally, Jim, is that I saw this thing coming when I watched Tucker a couple of days ago, and I'm seeing it right now. I'm not particularly frightened because I'm 80 years old. I don't care what they do personally, but I got to tell you, you have a much, much more powerful reputation than I do, Jim. And everybody knows where you are. Sleep well, buddy.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No. I know you are. You know how to defend yourself.
I believe in the Second Amendment. So I spend a lot of time in really bad places. Not that I really, really abhor violence. And I really abhor potential civil war and frustration. And I actually was watching the video of the police entering the building. And it actually brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, me too. I watched that last night. It scared me, Jimmy. Really,
that we have to do that we have these many problems with school shootings is absolutely, it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
However,
yeah,
none of these, the gun doesn't kill anybody.
No.
A person kills in every one of these cases. Every one of these cases, it's a person.
Right.
And how do you identify that? It's impossible to find the individual, an individual shooter like that. But how do you work with it? You have to accept that people have failed we have failed to teach respect for each other. And here's one of those people that is demanding respect and to be called by a particular gender name, and then they're going to go out and kill innocent children and their former headmaster at their school. And it's just, there's no justification for it. We have to actually start in going back to basic moral values as a society.
Oh, Jim, we've been saying that for years and years and years. And let me ask you this. What party right now, and I don't mean all members of this party, but what demographic group right now has absolutely fewer and fewer morals as the days progress?
Well, clearly the Democratic Party is like, throw it away, any sense of responsibility. They're going to get away with what they can, and they're going to push it. Now, it's not all Democrats, right?
No, it's not.
It is the party leadership that's allowing this to go forward, and they're being supported by global corporate media.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm telling you, the Chinese have bought off a lot of powerful voices in this nation.
Of course they have. Of course they have, Jim. Jim, if anything happens during the day today, Wednesday, if anything happens during the days that ensue from here on out, I want to do editorials on them very, very soon after they actually happen. I think we got a really tough situation on our hands, Jim.
No doubt, Al.
Okay, bud. Thanks for contributing.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later, and good luck everyone out there. Try and stay positive. I mean, it's frustrating, but we actually have to look at the good and try to remember that what our lives are like and protecting our children.
Stay positive and stay calm. Use common sense. Thanks, Jim. Yep. See you guys.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.